The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them out into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said to them, "You too, go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off. And he went out again around noon, and around 3 o'clock, and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, he found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too, go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual daily wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give to this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous?" Thus the last will be first, and the first will be last. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Thought I would, wait a minute, you guys, that was weak. You can do it. Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. That's more like it, that's more like it. I can't let that kind of stuff slip. Thought we'd talk about our first reading here today. Just picking up where I left off on Monday, presuming, of course, that you heard me speak on Monday, we were talking about our first reading from the book of Judges. Because you only hear Judges once every other year, and that for only 4 days. And Judges is a great book. It's a great book with a great, great message. Once again, Judges is the story of what happens to Israel after the days of Moses, but before the days of King David. Judges is the story of 12 great leaders who God raises up, leaders that are known as judges, each of whom has a terrible, fatal flaw. But in spite of their fatal flaws, they all go on to do great, great things. Why? Because they trust in God. That's the message of the book of Judges. What God can do, even through your flaws, if you'll trust in Him. Okay, so our first reading today, it picks up where the first reading yesterday left off. And so I'll tell you about the first reading yesterday. It was all about Gideon, a man named Gideon, who you might have heard of. Okay, Gideon was one of the 12 judges. And what was Gideon's fatal flaw? Gideon's fatal flaw was cowardice. Gideon is the cowardly lion of the Old Testament. When his country is invaded, when his enemies are rattling their sabers at the gate, what does Gideon do? He hides his face, right? Gideon runs away and flees, which is why God chooses Gideon to lead the armies of Israel in the most unlikely victory in all the Bible, in which Israel is outnumbered 500-1. Why? Why? Because God loves to use the most unlikely instruments to accomplish his greatest works. Okay. Today's first reading is about two of the sons of Gideon. Their names are Abimelech and Jotham. Abimelech is the villain of the book of Judges. Very bad guy. All he wants is to be king, and he wants it so bad that he kills everybody in his family who threatens to get in his way. Everybody that except for his brother Jotham, who manages to escape at the last minute. First reading today, we hear the very first meeting of Abimelech and Jotham since the night that Abimelech tried to take his life. Jotham taking his life in his hands, speaks to the assembled crowd in the presence of Abimelech, and he says, let me tell you all a story. Imagine a world in which the trees want to choose their king. Nobody wants to be the king except for the buckthorn tree. Buckthorn, by the way, is the most useless tree in all of Israel. It gives no edible fruit. It gives no shade whatsoever. And its wood is so brittle and so dry that whenever there's a fire, the buckthorn always goes up in flames. And Jotham says, my brother Abimelech is like the buckthorn. He's like the buckthorn. He's good for absolutely nothing. All the rest of you have something good and decent to do with your lives, like the olive would want to give its oil, and the fig would want to give its fruit, and the ivy would want to give its shade. Abimelech has absolutely nothing in his life except for his own selfish ambition. And I tell you, if you make him king, it will not end well. Well, Abimelech does become king. 6 months after he becomes king, he's murdered in an uprising. The prophecy of Jotham comes true. It's a dark message today, but sometimes important messages are dark messages. And here's your dark message for the day. Play by the devil's rules, and you will be destroyed. Every single time, it's only a question of when. The devil always destroys his own servants. People think that God's commandments are restrictive, get in your way, keep you from having fun and enjoying yourself, and that sin leads to happiness and freedom, and I'm telling you the exact opposite is the truth. The primary consequence of sin is the destruction of the soul who commits sin. The primary consequence, not the secondary. Secondary consequence of sin is the harm it does other people, believe it or not. The primary consequence is the destruction that it does to your own soul. Very similar, actually, to the message that we hear in the gospel. Parable of the laborers in the vineyard. The vineyard, of course, represents God's will, God's commandments, and all those who work to keep God's commandments and to do his will, and it can be like labor, can't it? It can be hard. It can be very, very difficult. Very difficult at times. Whatever you do, though, please don't ever think that those on the outside of the vineyard are somehow lucky dogs. Absolute opposite is the truth. You cannot enumerate the blessings that accrue to you and your life and to everyone that you love because you are in God's will and trying to keep his commandments, however hard it might seem to be. It's kind of like the psalm says, blessed are they who dwell in your house, O Lord. Blessed are they, not only for all those they know, but first and foremost in the soul of the one who tries to do God's will. Always the greatest blessings accrue to you. A little something for us to remember today and a lesson from the book of Judges. And we, our job is to remain faithful, to remain prayerful, and to persevere. Amen.